10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Now wants to be released from federal custody, where he has been since his conviction last year.
Michael Stengel, who represents Demetrius Haley, argued in a request Monday that Haley was fully compliant with his bond conditions from the day they were given until his conviction last October. Haley was facing up to 60 years in prison before the new trial was granted and was taken into federal custody after his conviction. Stengel appealed the denial of Haley's bond to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Trial was granted and was taken into federal custody after his conviction. Stengel appealed the denial of Haley's bond to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which also denied it, keeping him in custody. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Aaron Fleming.
The woman accused of fatally shooting a prominent local pastor in March has been indicted by a grand jury on a charge of second-degree murder. Samantha Marion was originally charged with voluntary manslaughter in Ricky Floyd's death. She posted a $100,000 bond on March 18th. The grand jury returned the upgraded charge on August 26, according to court records. Marion is also charged with using a firearm to commit a felony and reckless endangerment. Floyd, senior pastor of Pursuit of God Church, was killed early that morning outside Mama's Bar, south of downtown Memphis, on March 12. For Jody Callahan, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Tempted to do things that you wouldn't normally do, and I could write you a letter every day and still not express the true feeling I have in my heart, in my soul, and in my body for you. And that's why a pencil just ain't ready to write all the things.
Showing him that I'm all right. we doing today? All right. If you're just tuning in, I'm actually just tuning in, okay? And we are preparing for Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. So I'm excited to have this moment with you all. You know, with Healing Frequencies, I just like to give you a cute little midday reset, you know? Here you can find mindful chats, wellness conversations, and good music to help heal the mind, body, and the soul. All right, I'm just here for the vibes, guys. I'm here for the vibes. So we are currently listening to All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige. And it says Lauryn Hill is a part of this, too. And I'm just like, I wonder where. Maybe she's like doing BGBs or help write it or something. But I never noticed that her name was a part of this. But honestly, guys, I woke up and I'm kind of in like this neo souling early 2000s R&B. You know, it just carries a certain energy that I feel like we deserve that on this lovely Thursday. Okay, so go ahead and get a little cozy, you know, as we go into a little Anthony Hamilton, okay? If you are on your lunch break, I hope that you enjoy the vibes, okay? If you're riding around, make sure you stay safe, but allow yourself to relax, take in the sounds, okay? Let it take you somewhere else, all right? I'm gonna let y'all enjoy this, and I'll be back.
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me 1,000 times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean hurt her. I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her and spoil her. You know about her, the finer thing. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds and furs. What about the hard days she had with the baby? All she needs is for me to love. She's gone somewhere. Oh, oh, oh. I pray she'll come back one day in my life. Oh, baby, I'll be sitting here waiting, baby. Sometimes I
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. All right, I hope y'all enjoyed Charlene by Anthony Hamilton. That one came out in like 2003. The vibes were immaculate. Ooh, and now we're getting into one of my faves, Another Again by John Legend. So fun fact, for those of you who don't know, I sing background for him. And so, and we're currently on the Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour, which is literally my favorite album by him, and his first album, of course. I literally flew in a couple of hours ago from just doing a show in a DMV, you know, so good times are being had, but this song is not on the set list. So let's get into Another Again by John Legend.
Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I thought I've seen this before. Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the health food stand.
Yeah.
They don't know that I'm your man.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and you're listening to Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Okay, so we've been vibing to Lady by D'Angelo. I love me some D'Angelo, y'all. He's a vibe. Actually, let's slide into another one by him where I'm like, I don't really know what he says during this song, but it is a vibe. So do y'all remember the song Another Life by D'Angelo? It came from the project, what is it, D'Angelo and the Vanguard, Black Messiah. This was a great song, like the live instrumentation. Woo, okay, get into it. And then I got some words to say.
Thank you.
Memphis. I'm sorry, that man, he will go clean off if we let him, all right? So I'm like, let me say, okay, to get into, it's the chord progressions, it's the changes in the music, it's so good, y'all. Hold on, it's almost over, I'm gonna let it ride. The harmonies. Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. That is such a good song. I hope y'all enjoy that vibe, baby, because going off, that is what he did. Okay, so let's talk, all right? So, you know, here on Healing Frequency, sometimes I like to do a little guided meditation, but I'm feeling very reflection-y right now. I feel like this is a lovely time to kind of share the things that I've been processing, right? Yeah, I've been just, you know, as a woman, and where people look at how people view women and feminine energy, and how we are deemed emotional, right? And sometimes the way we can be deemed emotional is almost dismissive versus your emotions like actually being helpful, or that there's nothing wrong with it, and that there's also nothing wrong with someone not being interested, have the capacity to interact with you when you are, you know, operating in this emotional space. Like, everyone can't meet you there. And so it's been nice talking to people that I know, even, you know, that I've dated, like current and previous, you know, and it kind of being the same thing. It's like, yeah, quite emotional, but not in a bad way, you know. But you have to find someone who has that willingness, and who can understand and view the world how someone who may be more emotional feels it, or how we view it, because there are some people who may look at things in a very, very black and white way. And I know for me, I'm gonna feel something in my body and my heart before I even know what, like, how to name it or what to name it. And I feel like there used to be, like, I don't know, an area that had me concerned. It's like, I feel so much. Like, if I share all of my feelings, well, would I be annoying? You know, like, people actually want to hear that. But I know I'm personally grateful to be surrounded by friends who view life that way too. And if they can't, they're able to hold space. You know, it's like, okay, you do that differently, but okay, I hear you and I understand, and I'm able to do the same in return. But yes, emotional intelligence, guys. Emotional intelligence, where are you with that? Do you feel like you have the capacity to feel something and process it without quickly reacting? You know, where are you at with that? I think it's always a good time to reflect. And and I know, you know, I can blame it on being a Faurisson. I am a Leo. But I know that oftentimes I like to lead with what is bothering me. Let's get it out, okay? Or sometimes I might sit and process, but my energy is so loud, you know something is wrong, okay? And sometimes it's nice to have friends or partners or family that you have the opportunity to just talk through things. Like, it's okay to start feeling some way, and by the end of the conversation, you can feel differently, you know? So I want us to be more kind to ourselves and each other, and give yourself room, give yourself space to feel and evolve, okay? I hope that made sense to somebody out there. And since we're here, might as well do a little piece of breathing, okay? So if you can, if you're in a comfortable space and not driving, you know, close your eyes and allow yourself to relax, okay? Recognize any tension you may have in your body. And so I want you to take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And go at your own pace. And with every inhale, I want you to pull in all of the goodness, all of the things you want to receive. your hopes, your wishes, your plans, things that make you happy, happy moments. And I want you to push out anything that doesn't make you feel good. You know, we're several hours into our day so far, depending on what time you got up, so it's possible that something could have bothered you already. And it's okay to release that with every exhale. You have the opportunity to reset. And with your breath, you have the support to do that way more than you think. Okay, so take a few more deep breaths with every exhale. See or feel your shoulders becoming more relaxed. If they're hiked up by your neck, like I know mine can be, just, you know, be mindful of it and just try to relax it further. Mm-hmm. And take two more deep breaths for me. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Know that you are loved. Know that you have options, all right? The Hood Hella, who I like to listen to what she got to say every now and then, she always says, if you have breath, you have choice, all right? And I believe that that is a word, okay, that I like to put in my back pocket, okay? Anytime I start to feel like things are getting low, honey, ain't never too low to get back up, all right? So, yes, let's go on to our next set of vibes, okay? Feel free to slowly come out of that moment, kind of shake your limbs, you know, wiggle your fingers and your toes, you know? And prepare for a little Raphael Sadiq. All right, again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. And we're going to go into Excuse Me, featuring Angie Stone and Calvin Richardson, by Raphael Sadiq.
Excuse me, can't make you stay. If you want to go, sugar, I can't make you love me. If your heart says no, but there's one thing I'm certain of. Place you sure looks good to me with your straight hair upraised. Can I get my mama's ways? How about the possibility of you and I? Lady, can we try? Lady, say you with it. If you're not with it, then excuse me.
The first time I saw your thighs, that's when I realized my heart has skipped a beat. I can't seem to make you see. I tried everything in my book. I'm laughing cause you won't even look. I gotta stop wasting my time, so excuse me please.
Can't make you stay. If you wanna go, sugar, I can't make you love me. If your heart says no, but there's one thing I'm certain of, and I know it's true. Can't nobody love you like I do, like I do.
I'ma try this one more time. You look like virgin eyes. This one here might be true. And here's a few clues for you. I wanna be married but free. I gotta let the drama miss me. Can this apple fit on your tree? If not, excuse me, please.
Hey, excuse me, please. Your show looks good to me. With your straight hair upraised. Can I get my mama's ways? How about the possibility of you and I? Lady, can we try? Lady, say you with it. If you're not with it, then excuse me.
Can't make you stay. If you wanna go, sugar, I can't make you love me. If your heart says no, but there's one thing I'm certain of, and I know it's true.
Can't nobody love you, babe. Can't nobody touch you, babe. Like
I was wrong. When your heart is broken, when your wounded pride is laid to rest, babe, you'll never open your heart to anyone else, you say. But you lie. Your mind might be made up, but your heart has got its own plans. There's no one to blame but false pride, telling lies, trying to hide from feeling the pain. I know you don't want to feel, but there's nowhere to hide. So calling your name in from the dark. Nowhere to hide, baby. Yeah, there's nowhere to hide. So let love have its way with your heart. When love calls, love calls, love calls your name. So my lips, I wish that you were still here to take me away with your kiss and take me away from all this crazy, crazy. 'Cause too many words have been spoken.
So that was obviously a classic, Love Calls by Kim. I remember that song being on the radio so much when it first came out. Okay, he had us in a chokehold. All right, and shout out to Uncle Charlie. This is There Goes My Baby.
Mm-hmm. pull up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Handle it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where all the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout. Take her to my mama house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin Ken.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light. Me so crazy, crazy, crazy. It's blowing my mind that you give me some of your time.
Can't wait to get home.
I know it's coming out.
Nah, girl, tonight, my man's coming through.
Oh, word?
Yeah. We gon' have to connect some other time. As much as I like to shake my thing on the dance floor, I got another nasty freaky just right where you're mine. Tonight, I'm gonna be the
You know, I feel like that song right there, it don't need no type of introduction. You know what it is. Okay, shout out to Jilly from Philly. Okay, that was The Way. And shout out to Kaylin. Okay, I know you know the vibes. Okay, keep enjoying Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. And now we're listening to Half Crazy by Music Soul Child. Let me tell you, this guy right here, I'm a huge fan, like, growing up, teens, and early adulthood, it's like his music, his voice, the way he approached songs was just like, it's different, man. It's different. I'm going to let y'all enjoy.
I have deeper feelings. We both thought it was cool to cross the line. And I was convinced it would be all right. Now things are strange. Nothing's the same. And really, I just want my friend
my
back. Existed, 'cause when we kiss, the moment after, I looked at you different, yeah. Lately I gotta watch what I say, 'cause you take things personal nowadays. You used to laugh, now you get mad. Damn, I just want my friend back, yeah.
Memphis. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and it's Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Okay, so that was Half Crazy by Music Soul Jam. All right, so we're going to get into another throwback. All right. My girl Brandy, Best Friend, The Vocal Bible, another major influence on my voice, how I sing, my vocal choices, and she's an undeniable talent. Shout out to Brandy.
Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend, a helping hand you lend in my time of need. So I'm calling you now just to make it through. What else can I do? Won't you hear my plea? You should know that, I've got your back. It's automatic, so never hesitate to call. 'Cause I'm your sister and always for you.
hope you guys have been enjoying this hour of power with me, okay? It's been a lovely time. It has been, what did we just listen to? Best Friend by Brandy, okay? Let me go back because I feel like we need a little Erica real quick, okay? As we head on out and getting ready for our next hour, all right? Okay, we already gave y'all a little D'Angelo. Let me bring that thing back to a little Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu. Another great inspiration. And in the early 2000s, I want to say this song probably came out in 2000. Speaking of Erykah Badu, I don't know if you guys saw, there was a story. She did a some sort of podcast or something talking about the You Got Me song, which I've heard the story. Jill Scott wrote it for the Roots, and they had Erykah sing it because Jill Scott wasn't Jill yet, and Erykah had already put out her first single, or if I don't know if her first project was out, you know, and it kind of became a little weird area for them, and they had a little tension. But I'm glad the girls are vibing and realized, you know, that was messed up. They got a Grammy from it though, which is awesome. So enjoy Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu, and I will see y'all next week. Or you will hear from me next week. Yeah, yeah.